Yes, half off with Big Tune. You're on 95 BFM Breakfast, and this is exciting. The New Zealand Comedy Fest is kicking off in May, and we've just announced the amazing program. And we're lucky enough to be joined by festival producer Jay Law on the line. Morena.
Morena.
How are you this morning?
I am great. I'm actually calling in from Christchurch, where we're down, as we just announced, a gala and down here. And yeah, to be a little bit honest with you, I'm not normally the one doing interviews. I'm normally producing, doing everything behind the scenes. But yeah, really stoked to talk to you guys. And now the program's live and share it, and we're so, so proud of it.
Yes. Well, thank you for coming out from behind the woodwork to talk to us. We're really excited. The lineup is absolutely stacked. There's over 150 local and international comedians across hundreds of different shows happening throughout May. I wondered if, first of all, you could tell us a little bit about what your role entails and what the sort of process to curating a lineup like this looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am the festival producer, and the program is curated by a team of us. There's a production and programming team. We're a really small staff at the Comedy Fest, and so everything we do is very collaborative. But every artist, submits an application, and we then go through the whole process. We read every application top to bottom, and we try and shape the best festival we can in terms of everything artists want to try out and experience and do new, and then bringing back old favorites and international acts. And we work together really collaborative to try and get every kind of part of comedy out into this program.
Yeah, it must be tricky kind of weeding it out with all the submissions you get.
100%, and there are people that apply and don't get in, and we wish we had space for everyone, and there are a few tough decisions that have to be made, but we are also really here for the audiences to try and give them the best experience that we can, and the programs each year on year, they're just, getting better and better and more diverse, and so many, different forms of comedy, and we just try to showcase all of it.
There's a lot to talk through, and I'm sure we won't be able to cover all of it, but maybe we could start with some of the international visitors that you're excited for with the Comedy Fest.
It's so hard. There's so many that are incredible, and I think especially BFM listeners, if you guys want to check out anything on the Basement program, you've got a really good mix of internationals and locals down there. We've got Aloise Eftos, Tom Cashman, Emma Holland, Sashi Pereira, all of those internationals that are coming through, and there's no way you're going to have a bad time at any of those shows.
I feel like it's hard to have a bad time at a comedy show. Full stop.
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels as though, the state of things at the moment, the Comedy Fest is just what we need, a little bit of laughing, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of really fascinating commentary on the sort of state of things, but also a really uplifting time for a lot of people away.
Definitely. And I think we try to, again, showcase as much of that as possible. But I also think that New Zealanders and Kiwi comedians and performers are absolutely world class as well. And everything that they bring to the program adds to it, where, their voice and their craft and their point of view. And we're seeing so much more storytelling and characters and clowning and all these different things that, when you take New Zealanders or Kiwi comedians kind of out of Aotearoa, we're the cool kids, and they're world class, and their skill is incredible. And yeah, I think, everything that we have to say comes from a really amazing place, and they do it all so well.
A little bit more on the lineup. We've got some sort of New Zealand mainstays, icons of New Zealand comedy that a lot of people will be really familiar with. Your Guy Williams, your Di Henderwoods, your Abby Howes. Who are some of those people that you're most excited for in terms of the shows they're putting on?
We are so excited to bring as much of those people as we can into incredible lineups. But we've also got a huge array in our Billy T nominees. So these guys, they were all kind of announced in September, October of last year, and then they've been really working hard to get their show up to a stage where there's a panel that kind of works with them and then judges them, and somebody wins the award on the last laughs night at the very end of the festival. But we've got Upti Vaka, Samantha Hanna, Henry Ann, Kipling DC, and Joel Vinson, and they're, you know, our kind of wave of new comedians that we're trying to push through the kind of framework of it all. And I think all of those guys would be really exciting as well.
Mm, it seems as though there's sort of equal attention put across the lineup to, you know, bringing the bigger shows, but also supporting and nurturing that up and coming talent and giving them the opportunity to shine as well.
Definitely. And it's a huge thing as we program. It's how do we fit all of that in? So how do we, you know, make sure we're developing emerging artists, but, you know, creating safe spaces for established and returning and giving the audiences the choice. And so a big kind of recommendation of mine is go and find someone you love, you already know, and they will highly likely recommend you somebody you don't know, and go and see both if you can. And that's a really good way to kind of, you know what your comedy style is, they're gonna kind of refer to you someone to that you're probably gonna like as well, so give it a go.
For sure. Okay, let's talk ticketing. People can head to comedyfestival.co.nz to read more about this incredible lineup, and there's lots of really helpful information about if you're looking for a specific vibe or a specific comedian, you'll find it all there. What's the deal with ticketing? Can people buy a sort of bundle of tickets to multiple shows, or is it sort of separate for different venues, or what's the vibe there?
Yeah, at the moment, just with launch, everything's a bit just individual. You kind of go find the shows you want. But coming up, we do a bunch of promotions and package deals. And there's a big kind of 2-for-1 promo that we run really soon. So keep an eye out for that one. We do also have this new section on our website. You can just scroll through A to Z. And we also have a new random show generator. So you press that button and it'll take you something random. Give it a whirl and see what happens.
Oh my gosh, awesome. I do love going into a show completely blind, and I feel like comedy would be a whole nother level of like absurdity for that experience. Eh?
It is so fun. And if you get the chance, in terms of absurdity and chaos, we're bringing this troupe over called Stamp Town. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but they are chaos incarnate, and they are incredible. Every single show is different. You can go every single night, and there's clowning and circus, and it's so, so, so funny. And you'll actually walk out being like, what did I just watch? Who can I bring with me next time?
Yeah. Oh, I love it. We love the chaos of the New Zealand International Comedy Fest.
I'm here for the chaos.
Yeah. I'm so excited. I'm ready to laugh my butt off.
It's going to be awesome.
Do you guys have a favourite? Are you guys looking forward to anyone?
I have been really enjoying Abby Howe's sets lately. Yeah.
I feel like she pops up on my Instagram reels and such quite a lot, and I'm like, you're funny. I like this.
He is incredible. She's also a nominee for our Fred Award, which is one of our best, that's our best show award. She was our nominee last year. And so she is absolutely top of her game right now, smashing it.
I also, Justine's will be amazing. She's so funny. She's just hilarious.
The whole lineup that we're going to bring to that one, Bitch Better Have My Funny, is an amazing show. And then we also do like an equity ticket for that. So anyone that is affected by the equity pay bill or the world pay gap gets 23% off their ticket.
Oh my God, awesome.
Bless.
Mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so good.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the show, Jay. We're unbelievably excited. We need this right now.
We really do. And thank you guys for having me. I'm the biggest comedy fan in the world, as well as Prizzy Tinker producing. So May is like absolute Christmas to us. And I can't wait to have you guys in. Also, you know that Matthew Crawley's doing a show, right?
Yes.
At Basement?
Yes. It's like the one about like the boys who think or something. What's it called again?
The Thoughtful Boys.
Thoughtful Boys. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It looks so funny.
So round up run at the BFN team and bring them down, because that'd be an incredible show to see as well.
With Barney Duncan as well. Funny. Oh, man. That's going to be so funny.
Yep. Hey, thank you so much, Jay, and good luck with the festival. We'll see you there.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Cool. Everyone can read more about what's on the cards for the NZ International Comedy Festival at comedyfestival.co.nz. It's kicking off on the 1st of May, but you can get tickets for specific shows now. So get amongst it, e te whānau. You're on BFM.